Welcome, everyone, to episode 9 of Movie Prof. As always, I'm your host, and I'm joined by the beautiful, super talented cat owner.
Are you not going to say your name?
Yeah, you didn't say your name.
I didn't say
you
my just name. Said...
I'm just going to pass my
the
name.
The host?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares what my name is. Nobody cares.
I'm like... Nikki. I'm here every week.
Yes, Nikki is nothing always new. Here. And today we have a special guest.
Yes.
You may have heard him from, we stole him from Galaxy's Unknown podcast, a well-known podcast in the circles of stuff. and you are?
Cameron with a C.
I like how you bent in like we're on we're testifying right now.
I saw him kill her.
So we have the whole group here. We're trying something a little new, seeing what happens. Nikki, you got anything to add this week? Anything going on with you?
I just got back Sunday from seeing Hamilton.
Oh, that's right. Was it worth it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Straight up, no.
Wow.
Not because the show was bad. Well, I learned something about myself. I am not a person who wants to be entertained with words. Like, we got through that whole thing, and there's a song, and he's singing about some girl, and I'm like, who is he singing about? Like, who is this person? Is this person in this play, and I miss them? Because it's all, if you're not paying attention to every single word of every single song, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I need the choreography to tell me the story, as well as the words. Or else, I'm just not entertained. Plus, yeah, that's...
I'm with you on that. Like, I got Hamilton because they're so different. I got the coolness of it.
Yeah.
But I visually need something.
Yeah.
Else.
The soundtrack is great and I love it, but I'd rather just listen to it instead of pay to see it.
Yeah. What about you, Cam?
Alexander Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. You know.
What do you know about Hamilton?
Hamilton. I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
No. Okay.
Oh, you never heard of the play Hamilton?
No.
Wow. Really? Okay. Yeah. So there's a play, Hamilton. It's about Smurfs.
Alexander Hamilton. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
All
right. But it's like a rapping play.
It's like inspired by 90s rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think. I grew up in that era, so it's
I did too. Like, I love 90s R&B, rap, hip-hop, you name it, but...
Me too.
Again, that's why I like the soundtrack, but watching it, I was like, there's so much more they could do!
Yeah.
There's this one girl who was clearly a ballerina, and she had all these beautiful lines, but she got 2 seconds on stage, because they were just, like, posing. Mm. I'm like, she could probably, like, jump and split, and then flip, and then all this without touching the ground, and they're just having her pose.
And those tickets were super expensive, I bet, too.
Yes, yes, they were.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to see it?
Chicago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I saw Aladdin in Chicago.
Nice.
This is pretty cool.
Did he have a boo with him?
No. Oh. Not in the theatrical version. They didn't. And he had friends.
No.
So he had buddies.
I thought you just ran into him on the street. You're telling us some story about a random guy named Aladdin.
He was in the back corner.
You want to pet my monkey?
Yeah. Why is it in your pants?
Come on, kid.
No, that sucks, because that was a lot of time and money that you spent on that.
I remembered what I wanted to ask you about relating to other things.
Write it.
That's what I was looking
down.
For. This was the motion for pen.
Write it down.
Pen.
She was trying to tell me something earlier, and I'm going to knock everything over. There you go. Cam, you got anything going on? Anything?
What's today? Tuesday, my class...
Oh, that's right, you're a student.
I'm a student.
I'm going to let you finish, but hang on. My birthday is Friday.
That is right. Oh, that is... Oh, that's right.
Sorry.
No. Okay.
Okay, continue.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah, my birthday is... That's cool, though.
Blah. So, you're a student. You go to class.
Sometimes, yeah, I go to class.
Don't say where. Never mind.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
Oh, I can't?
You can.
I can plug it.
But it's up to you.
Yeah. I mean, I go to Wright State. It's a pretty big school, I guess, you know.
I heard Tom Hanks was involved.
Yeah, he hung out there for like an hour one day,
nice.
Cut a ribbon.
Yeah,
speak
yeah,
news.
Yeah. Apparently he knows a lot of people from there or something. I don't know. There's a building named after him.
Who the hell told him about
Steve? Yeah, I don't know.
Does anybody call it the Hanks like he wanted people to?
I think they call it the Tom Hanks. I don't know if they call it the Hanks.
Okay.
Oh, they should.
I think they say the full name, the Tom Hanks thing. Probably in like 10 years they'll say the Hanks.
What? what psychopath says the full name? That's like going to Penn Station and saying Penn Station East Coast Subs.
Yeah.
Nobody says the full name.
The Hanks. Or call it T. Hanks.
T. Hanks. Maybe like the film people do that.
Thanks.
The people that go there.
T.H.
But like if you're just walking past it, you don't, like, I don't know. It says Tom Hanks on it. You read the signs, people. All right? You read the signs. You don't just call it, hey, we're going to Subs. No, we're going to Subway.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's the opposite. That's true. You do say Subway. You don't just go, I'm going to get a sandwich at the sandwich place. I don't know. Yeah, Subs.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to read a. I had to read a poem in front of the class on Wednesday. So I got that to look forward to. Is it tomorrow Wednesday?
Yes.
So tomorrow I got to read a poem from my class.
I feel like I should give you a calendar or like some type of...
I know, I'm so bad at keeping track of days. I'm just the worst at it.
Yeah, you text me like 3 times.
I did.
When are we doing this? So, what day are we doing this? What's happening?
Saturday we're doing it. Anson? What time? And that's... I don't know, that's it, man.
What's your poem about?
It's about...
pickles.
It is about pickles and how succulent their juices are. You know,
they're not succulent. I ate one and it was disgusting. I don't like pickles, and that was the. It was a garlic pickle.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
The whole thing
in my
mouth.
Yeah,
well, I didn't really have a choice. That was what was bought for me, and I didn't really have a choice.
Hey, what do we have for dinner?
It was what was there, and I grabbed it and bit into it and spit
that
it
sucks.
Out. Yeah,
but no, it's about it's like I don't know, it's a poem. The theme is like an apprentice with a master, and the apprentice wants to know things the master doesn't want to tell him, and like. He keeps the knowledge he wants to know in a crypt with, like, the long dead, and the dead whisper secrets about the master, but he doesn't believe them because he doesn't recognize the person they're talking about.
Sounds like a video game.
It sounds better in the poem.
Sounds like
that's
a...
the gist.
Sounds cool. Yeah.
If we had a really good movie prov...
Yeah, can we use that? Hold on, let's start over.
We'll accidentally draw, yeah.
But it's like a metaphor for like parents, like the things you think are unimportant from like your childhood are the things I want to know because they're the things I'm dealing with.
All right.
But you've moved past that and you're dealing with like adult shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
oh no,
really cool.
I run into that all the time. Like I didn't realize my son didn't understand what a car loan was and how that worked.
Yeah.
So I thought he was joking, and the other day when he came to ask me about it, I'm like, "Oh wait, no, you don't know what a car loan is."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me explain how interest and everything.
Yeah.
So.
But you forget, like, oh, this person knows nothing.
I
like
know.
They were a blank slate coming to school.
I know. Yeah. I feel like the worst parent because I don't know. So it's like, ha ha. Oh no. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, guys.
Well, did you have anything
going on?
Oh,
forgot your name. Forgot what you've been doing.
Who are you? I have my name. It begins with a J.
I don't feel like you have it.
What do I have going on? What I don't have going on? I don't know. There's some stuff that I could talk about later. But...
Isn't it a weird question? Like, what do you got going on?
Well, normally there's stuff, but there's a couple things we have going on that I prefer not to talk about till it gets a little closer. Don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah.
So. All right. I will go first.
Do it.
And we'll get started here.
So wait, it's
who, what, where, movie title.
And we picked the movie titles this time of the 1950s.
That's what I put in there, but I think there's some leftovers.
Sweet. And those were from the 20s. So,
Jesus.
All right. My who.
Metropolis.
My who is going to be... My who is going to be a homeless person with a rich person's accent. That's my who. What are they doing? They're haggling for a used car.
Okay.
Where are they? Oh, my goodness. They're at the mall completely oblivious to a tornado siren going off. Okay.
That's a good one.
And then the name of this is going to be called, this is where it gets good, hopefully, Love Island. This is going to be called Love Island. So, somebody's going to be a homeless person with a rich person's accent. Okay, so
This says earlobes. I don't know why it says earlobes.
Earlobes. That's crossed out. Like, fuck earlobes. Love Island. Yeah, terrible idea. Okay, so this homeless person used to be rich, right?
Ah, riches to rags.
Yeah, they used to be rich, but they invested into the Zoom. They put all their money into the Microsoft Zoom. They're like, this is going to be the next thing. All my money into this. Failed miserably. Now they're homeless. They have no money. But they kept their rich person's accent. And they decided to go to one of those malls that have used cars, a car lot, like attached to it. It's like a mall with a car lot. And they're going in there to get a used car, but they have no money, so they feel like they can haggle. They're going to do their rich person haggling to try to get it and see what happens. At the same time, there is this huge tornado bearing down on the town or on the mall area that this person, every time the person tries to leave, they're like, no, they keep haggling.
Even that's what I was right, Jim, it's your big sales.
Yeah.
Leave this lot to you.
And it's just these two people, or whoever, it's just this car lot, and him helping them survive this tornado. Basically, it just becomes a survival of the tornado in Love Island. And that's it right there. Love Island. You like how I did that? Love Island. Nobody could see that, but I did that with my hands. Oh, wow. Open them up. That's Love
good.
Island.
That's really good.
Okay, so who wants to be what?
I'll be the tornado siren.
You'll be a tornado siren. Please do not do that. Please do not do that. somebody will come through this microphone and punch me in the face. I could try to be the homeless person.
I think that part was written for you. Yeah, you did
the meh. Yeah. What's a homeless rich person say?
Do you guys want to, like, maybe you two could double team trying to sell me, like, haggle with me with the car?
You could be, or one of us could be the boss.
Okay, then, that's like, what I was thinking.
The salesman is like, so there's a tornado, so you get the fuck out of there and you sell the shit out of these cars.
Okay, you guys ready? Okay. Okay.
You want to be salesman or boss?
Yeah, dealer's choice, man. Who do you want to be?
I wrote it. Somebody else gets to pick.
I will be the boss.
Okay.
You be the boss. Part. Okay.
You guys are the stars here.
Oh, my goodness.
Mousy. Out now. Mousy. Out now. I see a Pinto that I'd very much like to have. I have no money. But I would very much like for you to give it to me.
Did you say you have no money?
I have zero money. Zero. But I have in my pocket a Zoom. It plays over 1,400 songs. There you go.
That thing's like 18 years old.
19 years old, to be exact, which makes it an antique and quite well.
No, I don't think it does. I don't think it does. Do you not hear the tornado sirens going off?
I pay no attention to anything but my deal that I'm trying to make right now with you. I would love this Pinto out here.
Well, the Pinto's... How much is the Pinto? $8,000? I don't know.
It is.
How much is the Pinto?
Who is this gentleman?
Sorry, I'm doing a study of my employee. Pretend I'm not here.
I would...
Doesn't know the price of Pintos. Trying to scare customer away with tornado sirens.
There's a tornado! You cannot be serious right now.
Makes excuses... Why she can't get the job done.
You know you're saying that out loud, sir.
You don't work here. Yes, I like them to know where I'm at. No secrets here.
Yeah. I like the cut of his jib. All right, back to you.
What is a jib?
A jib? Oh, a jib is a boat, and it's the front of the boat that most people desire to sit on. The jib.
Okay, well, this Pinto's missing two of the four wheels and an engine, so it's $8,000.
Points out flaws in the vehicle. Doesn't really seem to have much heart in the sail.
There is a tornado!
Again, calls back to the tornado. Really doesn't want to make this deal.
How about if we take off two of the other wheels and we cut the price in half to $0?
That's not half, first of all. Second of all, there's a tornado coming, and we're all going to freaking die.
Let me tell you something about half. I put every penny into this Zune. Every penny.
This specific Zune?
Yes.
This one right here that I just picked up.
That one...
And what would you do if I threw it?
That is the bane of my existence, but I keep it to remind me daily of the fight I must do to how I catch food every day with my bare hands and teeth.
What do you eat?
Chicken McNuggets out of McDonald's, but I fight off at least 20 to 30 rats. Now you will give me this car.
I will give you your Zune back, but you're not getting this car, and I'm leaving because there's a fucking tornado.
Jessica, can we have a word, please?
No.
All right, do you see the dedication in this man? You look upon him. That's what happens when you give 110%.
Don't you want to make a sale today?
I would love to make a sale.
This guy has $0.
He has a Zune, and he has a lot of heart.
So you want me to sell this Pinto for a Zune?
God, no. What can we do? Sir?
Yes.
Do you know any tricks? Can you clean?
Oh, I can clean. I clean my underwear daily with my mouth.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have another aside, so okay. Go back to your shopping cart. All right, do you see Jessica?
It's called a mobile home. I just wanted to... Never mind.
So, yes. I think there's a sale to be had here, and we're not leaving this lot until either the tornado kills us and throws us away, or this man drives away... In this engine, this Pinto.
Well, from the sounds of it, the tornado's already in the south lot of the mall, so it's got to take out the JCPenney and three Claire's stores that are named different things before it gets to us. But it is incoming, and I am not going to die because you want to sell a car to a homeless man.
Well, it looks like the clock is ticking, and you might be out of a job.
You know what? I will take that bet. You can sell this car. Goodbye. I quit.
All right.
Yes, sir. Where is she going? Come on.
We had to let her go. I'm going to call you homeless man.
My name is Wilford.
Terrific homeless
Wilford man. Homeless man. Middle name homeless, last name man.
How odd.
I know. I should have seen that coming.
You should have. Yeah. Oh. So, let's see. Don't have any cash.
Zero.
You have a Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom
with a Z.
Ah.
Yeah.
Seems like the first flaw in that model, but... And you have a mobile home.
Yes.
What model is this mobile home?
Oh, it's a... I call it a TJ Maxx Marshalls model. It's got both names on it, but I call it TJM. Oh, sir, I just want to point this out also. I do not want the Pinto, as I see it's in the air right now.
It's aerodynamic. It just cuts through. You see? No wind resistance whatsoever.
No, it's going over to the food court, I see, landing.
Yeah, it gets you from point A to point B. You said you were hungry.
Yeah.
That Pinto, it's got you written all over it.
I think we're going to be written all over this tornado.
Not until the sale's done.
Good job, KFC. Good job. Nice. All right, what down? All right, Nikki, you're up.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
How many do you do?
About four.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't want that one because I know I wrote it.
It depends. Sometimes you get locked into something. You just end it, you know.
Yeah.
Dang it. Ghost trying to haunt a paperclip.
What the fuck? That's...
Ooh, stick together.
At goat yoga.
It's a link of them, oh God. We found his body hung by the link of paperclips.
In a factory that makes lambskin condoms.
Oh my God, that had to be your writing, by the way.
Goat yogurt?
It's goat yoga.
On the happy time.
Ooh, nice.
Happy time, it's a good title for this.
Nice.
So... This ghost was obviously a real person before they became a ghost. And they died in a freak paperclip accident at the lambskin condom factory.
Oh, nice.
They were filing some paperwork, and, you know, sometimes paperclips, they get untwisted, and it just...
He was, like, he put it around a rubber band and, like, flung it and just snapped back and, like, pierced his brain, killing
him instantly. Yes, exactly. Also, this happened Yeah, I already said at the factory. So now the factory is holding goat yoga because people are not interested in touching gross lambskin condoms.
Oh, is it, or could, is it like a team building? They're doing like,
yeah, there we go. Team building. Yeah. So they're having goat yoga, bringing in some goats.
Lambskin condoms.
Oh, or they do the goat yoga and then they kill the goats and make the.
They're making goat skin condoms now.
Jeez. It is pretty goddamn close.
Quit jacking my story, Jason. Yeah, that's the story.
Oh, so that's what they're doing. And so he's haunting the...
And we loosen up the goats. So you just slide on in there.
Yeah, see, it's so this person died and they're interrupting the goat yoga class trying to haunt a paperclip. But they're in goat yoga, not near the paperclip.
Yeah, I don't connect them.
Okay. So somebody's got to be the ghost, right?
Mm-hmm. And some people doing some goat yoga.
Okay.
That obviously see the ghost.
Okay. I'll be the goat yoga instructor. Why don't we just do the goat yoga, and then we can figure out where the ghost comes in? You guys are the employees of the... How about you guys are the employees of the lambskin place?
Okay.
That work?
Okay. Yeah.
And then we're doing goat yoga. Okay. All right, you guys ready?
Are we people or goats?
You're people.
Okay.
Good question. Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah. A lot of that. All right. Okay, everyone get your goat. Everyone pick up your goats. I said yes. Or I like your goat. It's very miniature. I like yours. A miniature goat. I like how you hold it. You're holding yours correctly. No, sir, you're not supposed to smother. You're smothering your goat.
He keeps peeing.
They do that. This is the part of the whole process.
Is that why there's hay on the floor?
Yes, it's a whole process. We're into it. We're team building. They hired me to help
you. I'm from accounting. I don't even work on the assembly line. I don't understand why I'm holding a goat.
It's to get the chi together. From all of you, let's get the chi so you're thinking one mind. You're thinking condoms.
This is the most ridiculous thing they've ever done here.
But, okay, now you put your goat in front of you, and let's get into that first pose where you put your hands up in the sky.
Do I set the goat down?
Yes, please, sir.
Oh.
Please. What will I call you? Let's call you,
My name's Gerald.
Gerald. I'll call you Tim. Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Not my name.
You'll answer to it, though, right?
Of course.
Okay, Tim. Thank you. You, man, I love the whimsy. Love the whimsy of everything that's going on right here. You look scared. You look scared right now. You're looking at me very scared. It's okay. Everything is okay. Just breathe.
The goat is pooping.
Oh, that's nature. Nature. What do you think, Timothy, of the goat pooping?
I think it's pretty off-putting. I'm standing in pee. It's all over my mat. I don't really want to lay in it. I'm more of a pencil pusher guy, like numbers.
Just think of the poop as pencils.
I don't think I can.
Like, if you had the pencil in your hand, it's warm. You're writing. You're making condoms better.
Do you want me to hold the poop? Because you said think of it like a pencil.
If you feel that would help you very much.
I don't think it would.
No, okay. We're just free-flowing here.
Oh, all right.
We're trying to help the company grow together. All of us. All of us. The chi.
So how is this going to help us make the lambskin?
Yeah,
condoms?
No one's working right now.
This is the opposite of effective.
What we're using is our minds to project the work out there, but only as one group.
But that's not getting anything done.
Oh, but it's getting much done. Don't you see it? I see it right now. Lambskin condoms, the best made ever.
I don't know. He's just some hippie I think they found at Whole Foods.
The boxes, the labels, selling off the shelves. There'll be so many lambskins.
The braying of dying lambs.
I don't know how they're made, but I know.
Are you a vegetarian by chance?
I don't eat any foods at all.
Oh.
There's leaves I have 3 times a day.
Well, is that not food then?
Very good question. I project my mind that it's food, but really, it's leaves from the nature. Delicious.
Is that why you have poison ivy all around your mouth?
That is oak, poison oak, and it's from nature. It helps me remember, don't eat those leaves ever again.
So does that mean he's hooking up with Stacy? Because she had poison oak all over some areas.
I thought it was herpes. Looks like you got a bad case of the Stacy.
And Stacy, that young one over there.
Yeah. Hey, Stace.
Yes?
How's that poison oak herpes treating you?
I told you before, they're not herpes. It's just the poison oak, and I've got it from being naked in poison oak.
Now I know how this guy got hired.
Stacy, are you having sex with our instructor?
What defines sex? Like,
are you putting your genitals on his genitals and then gyrating?
We use our minds. It's really not about physical. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I'm gonna hold my goat. Like, weird. Right. By the way, whatever that thing is in the corner, it's really creeping me out, and I don't like it. Listen, mister. When you come to my class, you must get a goat first, and you must get the goat, and you can't just spirit on in here and...
Paperclips. They're everywhere.
Yes, this is a factory that has paper... I suppose, like, paperclips.
You don't understand. They're dangerous.
Look, use your mind and think about the goats and how we can all come together.
We'll all die here if we don't stop clipping our paper with the clips.
Well, who is this?
I don't know.
You don't know who this is?
It's obviously somebody who cares a lot about paper clips.
First off, I can see through this gentleman. I do not know how that's possible, but...
You know what? I have heard a rumor that several years ago, or like 2 days ago, somebody died.
Oh my God, that's right. Richard died.
Who's Richard?
Richard, remember? He was over there. He was the guy that paperclipped all the papers together. And then he just didn't show up.
Oh, did he have poison oak too, Stacy?
Whatever. No, I heard that he swallowed a paperclip or something. He just died.
Oh, well, you would know, wouldn't you?
Listen. Excuse me. Are you Richard?
That was my mortal name. Now it is Craig.
So he's in the cosplay, I guess, now. I don't know. Are you alive?
No. I swallowed a paperclip.
That's real?
And fell asleep behind the vending machines. And by asleep, I mean died.
Probably waiting for you to show up.
Listen, I've only slept with 42 people in this office. I did not sleep with Craig. I didn't sleep with Craig.
Oh, but you're trying to now, aren't you, Stacy?
It's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
But Stacy didn't sleep with me. I'm all alone. I have my own office in accounting. We could be...
It's just, you have the pencils, and it's weird, because you're just always got pencils in your hand. It just seems weird, like, little pencils, not even, like, big pencils, you know, like, really big pencils. Just,
you know what? I'm out. Fuck you guys. Craig, go fuck yourself.
Toodles, Gerald.
Eat a paperclip, Tim.
All right, so let us all go get paperclips. And feed them to these goats. Good job.
That was nice. Something.
That was a tough pull, man. You want to try?
Sure.
You got it.
Oh,
right,
man. Give. That's your who.
Oh, jeez. This one?
All right. What's your
rough name? And tough, hard as nails, criminal mastermind, drug lord with a soft spot for Nickelback. Jesus.
at Kroger's.
A snapdragon flower with a switchblade. Clearly a sidekick.
I mean, you can look at them. You don't have to show them. Yeah, yeah. I keep saying,
like, I thought it was for you. Like, memorize them. Just
marry them. Oh, man, you got all mine. Oh, you're getting all
Nikki's.
Inside a sauna full of lizards.
Oh, boy.
That's our headquarters.
And what's the name of this mess?
I see art here. Chief Crazy Horse.
Oh! That's literally a, that's all mine. Yes. All of mine.
I like that name. That was awesome. This is the best. We could just do that right there.
Snapdragon flower. What is a snapdragon?
It's a flower.
It's a flower.
It looks like a flower.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I get pretend.
I was pretty helpful there.
That was very descriptive.
It grows out of the ground.
Huh.
And then bees go
into
it.
Some people consider it a plant.
Yeah.
Okay. Next you're going to say it does photosynthesis or something crazy.
No, no. That's totally, nah. Yeah. That sounds like jazz. Poison oak or ivy. I don't know. All right, what kind of mess can you make out of this?
So, inside a sauna full of lizards, that could be where it's like a meeting.
I like that.
Or something.
Yeah.
Rough and tough drug lord, probably dealing with some people. If we want to do the flower, I was thinking he could be like the second in command, or the person doing the drug lord, like he's selling the drugs to the flower, and they're just conversing in this sauna about something.
So what you're saying is this is a, like, the movie is a drug dealer, right?
Yes.
And his journey, dealing drugs.
Or he's a kingpin, and the snapdragon's a dealer.
Yeah. And the lizards, are all around the sauna. And he's, trying to make a deal with maybe some rando. And then, wait, Freckles, what do you smell? He's a cop!
Okay, I like it.
And then they pump in Nickelback.
Oh, that's right, he's, really big into Nickelback.
I can't think of a Nickelback song.
I can't either. I was trying to, as soon as you said
this
that, I was
Photograph,
like,
which I don't know if that would work.
Every time I hear Photograph, I just think of the remake of it. Look at this graph!
Oh, this is graph! Yeah.
How You Remind Me.
So what do you want to do?
It's an old one.
How You Remind Me. I know, I was in middle school when that came out. I can't think of anything. What was that one? It's like that rock star one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want us to do in this?
Oh, I don't know.
Why is it called Chief Crazy Horse?
Because he's crazy. On a horse.
Which he's not selling horse?
Is that the drugs called? But
it could
horse.
Be.
There's a joke on BoJack Horseman that horse is another word for, I don't know, I think it was heroin, so maybe.
Oh,
is it?
Okay.
Some H?
Yeah, okay. So he's selling
if
stuff.
If I had my phone, I'd Google, but I do not.
Okay.
Chief Crazy, selling the horse.
So do you want us to be doing the, the deal, the drug deal?
Yeah, so we need a drug dealer.
Okay.
I honestly have no idea about the flower.
Well, the snapdragon flower could be one of the buyers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is meeting at the the base of the lizards is the house.
Sauna.
This is the buying situation.
So yeah, so we got the drug dealer, snapdragon.
Lizards?
Lizards. Yeah, one of them could be a lizard.
Don't worry about the lizards. It could just be the name of the place or the gang or something like that.
Okay.
Like, somebody can come in as that or something, but... You should be the drug dealer, you should be the buyer, and I could just be like a rando in this.
So who's the snapdragon?
You're snapdragon.
Oh, okay.
He's the drug dealer.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Ah, Snappy. See, you found your way into your towel. Come, sit a while. Enjoy the steam.
Indeed I did, Chief. Indeed I did. I didn't intend on staying long. Do you have the goods?
Of course I have the goods. First, let my lizards crawl upon you. So you can learn a wire.
Whoa. Little invasive there.
Now, Snap, you know how we do business here. You get naked, put the towel on, and the lizards crawl upon you.
and the Nickelback is just extra? Okay, well.
Sorry, boss. I gotta turn the radio off for a little bit, cause they were complaining next door about all the Nickelback and stuff. I'll go take care of it though. Right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Rudy. So, Snap, where's your cash? How much horse you buying? How much H, if you will?
Well, nobody on the street calls it H, first of all. Just to let you know.
Well, Snap, we're not on the street, are we? We're in the sauna full of lizards.
You are correct. We are in the sauna full of lizards.
Lizard sauna, if you will.
Lizard sauna. Lizana.
Snap, I knew we could come to some kind of agreement.
The Lizana. Okay. But as you know, one of the rules is coming into the Lizana with a towel, letting the lizards crawl all over you, so I'm pretty sure your lizards already found the money.
Boys, is that true?
Yes. There's money.
All right.
Do I gotta talk like this every time we have a meeting? Cause I know we're supposed to be lizards, but
we had a deal.
Okay, I got it.
Sauna, you talk like a lizard.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yes, the money.
Right.
Is that a lizard or a bee? Whatever.
Did you get a chance to count it?
Yeah. It's all there.
All right. Did you find any weapons on this fucking Snap?
No.
All right. Good. Knew we could trust each other. Snapdragon.
See, but your lizards missed something.
What might that
be? I have a switchblade!
Oh, shit!
Sorry, boss.
Sticker boys!
Sorry.
Get her!
Now, do I also have to fight her like a lizard, or...
Yeah, just fight her. Just...
How would a lizard... I'm just not...
She's got a knife.
Not this sure. Is... Oh, she stabbed me! Oh,
no! Pebbles! Oh, Rudy, get in here.
Yeah, boss. Yeah. Rudy. I told him, I said, you love Nickelback. Nickelback's your favorite thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. A gun?
Pull out your gun.
A gun. Oh, I don't have it with me now.
Don't leave your gun, Rudy.
No, it was weird in my pants. It made me feel uncomfortable when I sat down. So I was like, I'm not going to wear the gun. I'm going to do something else. Right? Hey, it's Snap. How you doing? Hey,
Rudy.
Hey, look. Oh, sleeping. Sleeping on the job, huh, boss? That's crazy. Hey, did you give her the Nickelback test? Like, she's got to name all the Nickelback songs, you know?
Hey, Rudy, I think the neighbors are yelling again. Can you go check them out?
Okay, cool.
Make sure they're okay.
Come back with a gun, Rudy, please.
Okay.
So, Snap, seems we reached an impasse.
So, Chief, here's how it's going to go.
All right.
I'm going to need you to take off the towel and dance to some Nickelback.
That's all you want? I'd have done that for free. Never made it as a wise man. Here we go. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick aside without a sense of. Hope you don't blush, Snap. You'll see some magic.
And now I need the lizards to join you.
Pebbles won't. Oh.
Somebody say something for Rudy? Oh, we're doing this, huh?
Now,
okay.
Rudy, get in here.
Rudy,
I'm
okay, sorry.
One, two, one.
One, two. Oh,
you guys keep doing that. I'm going to take the drugs. Get out of this place.
This is cool. Yeah. You're doing good, Bob.
Thanks, Rudy.
Nickelback's awesome.
Have fun, guys.
Woo, Nickelback.
I'm out.
I can't get it to stop. I keep pressing pause. Like, no. There we go.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
That
good
was
job.
Pretty good,
good
yeah.
Job,
good throwing that together.
Oh, nice. Good job. Was that three?
That was three.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, let's see. Who am I?
This is the last one?
This is probably the last one.
All right, I'm going to pick the white.
What are those binders? Those cards?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A lot of them.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Weirdo. Oh, I'm a king.
I didn't say that.
I'm a king that believes he can shoot fire from his nose. Like, some are like, I spit fire. I shoot fire.
But he thinks it. That's fucking great.
He's shooting a commercial for Viagra. aboard a pirate ship of booty holes.
Of booty holes.
Booty holes.
All right.
I'm not even sure what's happening with that. Oh my god.
Oh, there's a what somewhere that I just wrote it. I don't even know.
That's a great title.
So the title is The Night Holds Terror.
That's a great title.
All right. Oh my goodness. Oh, there's so much here. Okay.
You picked almost all mine.
Almost. This is awesome. Okay. So King is this guy's name, and he's an aspiring a rapper slash actor, right? So his thing is, like, people, I spit fire, but he's like, I spit fire from my nose. Like, he's got it, the whole thing, term misplaced. And he gets a job shooting a commercial for Viagra. But Viagra's decided they're going after the homosexual, I guess, market.
Wow, you're actually making this all work.
And he's going, Viagra's like churned. Like, you know, there's a whole market that we haven't went for. Like, what about gay men that want to have sex all night? And in their study, I'm not saying it's my study, but in Viagra's study, they thought a pirate ship full of booty holes would be a good...
Those gays love their booty holes.
So, homosexual men love pirates and booty holes, according to Viagra. And unfortunately, he is not a homosexual, even though he does not dislike homosexuals. He is not, but he doesn't realize that he's shooting this. And so the night holds terror for King, evidently, because he's going to find out.
Does he keep pointing that out? I'm not a homosexual, but...
Right. He's going to see a lot of booty holes. So this is King's journey on the ship, on the pirate ship. Man, what would be a good name for the pirate ship? I would say...
Cheryl.
Why don't we call this pirate ship Pookie?
Pookie. Okay.
Pookie. or Sheila, one of the two.
No, I like Pookie. Pookie. I'll be Cheryl. I'll be the extra.
Oh, you're just going to... Oh, why don't you be just one of the people working... You want to be like that? You could be the director or one of the people working on it.
Oh, I figured he'd be the director.
I want you to be King. You want to be
King?
Oh,
yeah. I figured you would be the director. Yeah.
You want to be King or the director?
Yeah, I can be either. What do you think?
I think
I would like to hear you rap, so I think you should be King.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to be one of the pirates. I would just want to be one of the pirates. I'll be a pirate if you want to be King, and then you can be like the director or whatever. Sure. Okay.
All right, guys. In this scene, we're going to introduce everything. So just testing out the equipment. Get ready. Action. Go. Yeah,
so
go.
I had a question. Should I get my clothes off now or? So how's my booty going to be in the shot? Like, should I stand like this or booty out?
Well, approximately 45 seconds, you're going to turn around and do a double backflip.
Okay.
So while doing the backflip is when you're going to undress.
Should I twerk as soon as I hit the ground? So
yes.
Backflip, twerk, twerk.
You should be half twerking before you even touch the ground.
Do you want my clothes off by the time I hit the ground or just on?
Off.
Off. Okay. I can do that.
That's a man.
Yes, nice to meet you. My name's Philip.
Hello, Philip.
And what is your name? Oh, are you the star?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this the guy?
Yeah, that's the
oh
guy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
guy.
My God. It's so nice to meet you. Oh, my God.
They call me, you know, King Blazin'.
Oh, my God. That's so fantastic.
Thanks. I snot fire.
What? Excuse me? You snot fire?
Yeah.
Oh, you're into cocaine?
I snot hot fire from my nose.
Oh, that's different. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's my own thing. You know.
It sounds unique.
Thank you. It is very unique.
It sounds like something that only you would probably do.
Yeah. You know, I'm a trendsetter, if you will, changing this game up. You know.
And that noise means cut.
Cut the... What? Listen. I thought this was a professional set, and I'm not sure what those noises were, but that was not professional, whatever happened there.
Philip, calm your tits, get over yourself, listen, go back to your starting position.
I've been in
42. Philip, go back to your starting position. Right. All right, King, I'm going to need you to really bring up all of the emotion you can in this rap, okay?
Right.
You're freestyling this one. This is take one, day one. I'm counting on you to really set the scene for this pirate ship.
All right.
The Pookie.
Do you want me to bring up the pirate ship in the rap?
No.
What about the naked men dancing around me?
Yes, you should. You should reference them constantly.
And the Viagra pill itself.
Yes.
All right. So Viagra and gay men.
My fluffer has went on break. Should I wait until, or should I just do my own thing? Is that fine?
You're not even in the shot.
Well, I want to be prepared for when I am in the shot. So,
go find your fluffer.
I'm gonna do what
just
I got.
Just the fluffer. Don't you go pulling the stunt like you did last week, Philip. Listen. You were missing for like 2 days, and then we find you and.
Listen, Derek needed help. Needed a lot of help with his mouth and with other parts of his body that I can't speak about right now. You're welcome.
You were covered in Nutella.
What?
All right, you ready, King?
Yeah. Right.
All right. And action.
Hey, we got that V for Viagra. You take it so you can put it in that B for butthole. Because we're all gay men. Not me, per se. But hey, it's cool, though. Even though I don't flow like that, though. You know, you just take that V for Viagra so you can put it in the B for butthole.
And cut.
Two on the nose? What do you guys?
I think it was beautiful. I am sweating tears of joy from hearing that.
All right, new concept. Philip, rebuttal. Go.
What do you want me to rebut? Everything sounded right on point. You put it in the B, you know what I mean? I don't even know what to rebut there. Rebut, I said rebut. You're so handsome.
Thank you very much, Philip.
So, when you say you're not gay, does that mean you're not willing to try, experiences? Or like?
Yeah. Yes, that is exactly what that means.
We're on a ship. We're all dressed as pirates.
I did know.
Arr.
You guys keep talking. We're going to prep for the next shot. Bring in the booty holes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at those booty holes.
Oh, God. Look at those booty holes.
Yeah. We have all kinds of different booty holes, I noticed, too. There's not just regular booty holes.
Yeah, that one's, like, covered in hair. Is that Chewbacca's ass?
No, that's a teddy bear. You look like you would have a... No. You're... Yeah. Yeah. Hair?
I don't think I've ever looked.
You never look at your butthole?
Nope.
Well, if you ever need someone to look at it, just to make sure it's healthy.
Philip.
I love Nutella. I just want to put that out there. It's very delicious.
All right. I'm glad you like it.
It's very yummy. I'm just saying.
Is that shot ready?
Yeah, we're good to go. Mm-hmm. Philip's the main focus in this one.
Terrific.
So... What I was thinking, what we could do, is he could be behind me, right? And I could just be twerking, and he could just be rapping some things while I'm, twerk, twerk, twerk. I could even just say that, twerk, 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 and you could rap while I twerk.
All right, and I'm behind you.
Oh, yeah, no, but okay. Really close. Like, I
can't
super
get
close.
Too close because I snot fire, and I don't want to burn you.
Very good point.
Yeah.
I do like to be burned, though, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think you... It'd be like fourth degree burn.
I'll coat myself with Nutella. It would be delicious.
All right. I'm ready.
I'm super ready. This is going to be all amazing.
Right. And action.
Twerk, 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 twerk.
You take that pill.
I'm twerking.
So you can
twerking.
Put it in Bill.
Twerking. Twerking.
Because that's how twerking. You feel Bill.
Twerking.
With that Nutella
twerk,
ill.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
Hey, we be twerking up here because we put Viagra in our beer and then we have erections all night. Not me personally, but Phil, my boy, he be putting Nutella up and down his backside and letting people burn him with it. It seems like a rough patch, but with Viagra, all the blood's not in your ass. Yeah.
Good job. Good job. That was good.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, God. That's so hard.
Yes, this is very hard. That is very hard. Well, good job.
That made me so uncomfortable.
It was so
perfect.
Well, man.
The facials. I wish everybody could have seen your face during all of that.
Yeah, like, major, like, God.
The eyebrows.
Listen.
And you brought in Sue. Have you never, like, experienced?
I don't.
Are you against new experiences?
I've never been. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was awesome. Anybody got anything to add at the end?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Booty
that was
holes.
A blast.
Booty holes.
Yeah, look for us on booty holes everywhere. Coming to your
booty holes or us.
Come to a booty hole.
Booty holes. Booty holes. Well, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you same booty hole channel, same booty hole time.
Peace.